Good afternoon and welcome to this week's podcast. Here's a here's a sobering thought. 5 weeks today, it is Christmas Day, and there are only 4 weeks left at school. I can't quite start to get my head around it. Oh, as a reminder, last day of term is Friday the 15th of December. I know, I realise it's really early this year, and we return to school on Wednesday the 3rd of January. So we do split up on Friday the 15th. We have got an open classroom that afternoon at 2:30, and then we can say goodbye and wish you all a Merry Christmas. I mean, you've got just a whole week, only a week and a bit before Christmas to look after the children. I've got to do it myself. Okay, we're in the same boat together. Just a bit of a uniform reminder, if you will. Please remember, school uniform, we kept it really, really simple so we can be active and getting out to different types of lessons without having to get changed. Please can we make sure that we're wearing black trainers. We can't allow children to be doing things like PE in boots, so we need to make sure the children are wearing black trainers. As I said, it'd be really good if the children had a pair of welly boots in school all the time, as well as a warm waterproof coat, especially this time of year. I am very, very keen to keep the children out during wet play, as long as it's not like absolutely disgusting. The children want to be out there, and they won't dissolve, they won't melt, will they? But we can only do that if they've got the appropriate clothing and stuff like that. So please could we make sure that children have got correct footwear, black trainers, that they have got the blue jumper, the blue cardigan, the black tracksuit bottoms. And can we also just be careful or be aware that earrings should be the studded earrings? We don't want any Pat Butchers. And if you don't know what I mean about a Pat Butcher, because I'm also showing my age today, is those big dangly ones, okay? PE, they shouldn't be wearing earrings. It is a health and safety issue. If they, for whatever reason, your child can't take their earrings out, they need to be able to put tape over them when they're doing the PE and the forest school sessions, all right? So really, PE shouldn't be wearing earrings. It'd be great if they could take them out. If they can't remove them, they're going to have to put some tape on them. Thank you very much for your understanding. The PTFA are working really, really hard. Don't forget our Christmas fair on the 2nd of December. That's a Saturday, 12 till 3. We are looking for any further helpers. And I put a little SOS on the WhatsApp group last week. And I will just send you the email address if you can help in any way on Saturday the 2nd, sgjpta@hotmail.com, sgjpta@hotmail.com. And still looking for any donations for that Christmas raffle. I know that there is a £100 Bartellas voucher in there again. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Just before Christmas. Yeah, and don't forget, that's the other thing. If you missed the deadline for purchasing Christmas cards, we've managed to reopen the online store until this Friday, the 24th. The only thing you've got to pay for is postage now, unfortunately. It will miss the run getting sent to school. But if you'd forgotten to order those Christmas cards, and we always order a batch from my kids' school just to send to family. Don't really send many Christmas cards these days, bar humbug. But yeah, if you want to do that, you can purchase them up until this Friday the 24th. In reception, there is a food donation box. This is for Christmas food, and this is a hamper they're going to be giving away at the Christmas fair. So if you've got anything, just like one of those mini Christmas puds you can get up at Aldi, or mince pies, or even a little jar of cranberry sauce. There's a box in reception, and that's going to be there every day up until the Christmas fair. If anybody can find anything in their cupboards to donate Christmas-like. So don't forget, we've got our Christmas plays coming up on the last week of term, and they are starting at 2:15, doors open at 2, and you'll be free to take your children once they have finished. 6 is on the Monday, year 3 on the Tuesday, year 4 on the Wednesday, and year 5 on the Thursday of the last week of term. For those all important Christmas plays. And as I said, we've made sure we've had good contact with the infants, and Mrs. Kotzer is doing her year two ones in the morning. So you get to see, if you've got children in year two or year one or year R, you get to see the nativities there in the morning, and you get to see the Christmas extravaganza that goes on here in the afternoon. Christmas school dinners. Like, honestly, Christmas has really cropped up for me this week. We've only got 2 weeks in school in December, and got to try and squeeze it all in. It's hit me like a truck. So, Christmas dinner day, we have got on Tuesday the 5th of December and Thursday the 7th of December are our two Christmas dinner days. Really, really important. And I'm chatting because I can't remember which days. Give us 2 seconds. I can't remember which days are which. But children can come into school wearing their Christmas jumpers, okay, on the Christmas dinner days. And I'm going to tell you now, Tuesday the 5th of December is the year 3 and 4 Christmas dinner. Thursday the 7th is the year 5 and 6 Christmas dinner. Now, if you're in year 3 and 4, you will have to bring in a packed lunch on the Thursday that week. If you're in year 5 and 6, you will have to bring in a packed lunch on the Tuesday, because on those days we're only cooking Christmas lunch for those children. If you are in receipt of free school meals, as we've always done before, we'll send you a voucher to cover the cost of that one meal, and those vouchers will be sent out the week before. So Christmas dinners, Tuesday the 5th of December, year 3 and 4, wear your Christmas jumper. Thursday the 7th of December, year 5 and 6, wear your Christmas jumper. Talking about Christmas jumpers, the PTFA are after any unwanted old Christmas jumpers you may have laying around that don't fit anymore. Please, could you just bring them into the office and we will pass them on. Thank you. People have been asking about a school disco. Now, we are going to have a school disco, but we are never going to fit one in before Christmas, I'm afraid to say. I know, boo. But do you know what? There's no better time to have a disco than in January, is there? Let's be honest, it's the most miserable month of the year. So I'll have some more details coming soon about when we will be having our January, let's get the poster, the January Blues Disco to cheer us all up a bit. Those details will be coming very, very soon. We'll just double confirm the dates of the PTFA. But yeah, that'd be much, much better. January Disco. Put a smile on our face. Really busy time of year for PTFA, and they are being absolutely amazing. So much going on, so much to organise. So here's a couple more things. We've got the Secret Santa, as we've done before, where the children can buy their gifts for you and other relatives. It's £3 a gift. Now, you have to pay and order online. I'm going to attach the link I've been provided by the PTFA. You have to pay on this link, and child's name and class need to be added with email in the details box, and there'll be a letter to follow for anybody wishing to pay by cash. But if you want to pay online, it's not via the usual Arbor app. The PTFA have a different link, which I will share there with you. We've also got another event. So obviously there's a Christmas fair on the 2nd, Saturday the 8th of Saturday the 9th of December, we've got Breakfast with Santa for £5 a child, happening here in school with Big Guy, Father Christmas, Pierre Noel, Santa Claus is going to be coming to Shears Green Junior School. A letter's going to be coming out soon with more information, but we're really, really, really excited about that. This Friday is another non-uniform day. That's it now, by the way. There's been way too many this term, I do realise that. And it's for cash for the Christmas fair. And, you know, it's great. And I really, really, really appreciate all of your support this year with all the PTFA events. And, it's just great that you've taken part and contributed so much. So this is the last one for the Christmas fair. And it is just a cash donation to come in and wear in your own uniform this Friday. So to finish, I've got Mrs. Nicholson here with her Oracy Corner. As always, want to hear your responses. Head teacher at shearsgreen-jun.kent.sch.uk. Enjoy the rest of your week. Don't forget that non-uniform day for cash on Friday. I think that's all your parent admin done. And I will see you around school.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Nicholson here. Just thinking about, we've just had Halloween and we've had firework night and we've got Christmas coming. My question for you this week to discuss is, what scares you and why? Ooh.